Because I promised Miss Arguello I would, because we have a number of families who are at the baseball game, and we wanted to make sure that they got all the information they needed as well, rather than trying to piece things together. So as was said before, be careful what you say, because it might be recorded, yes? So a couple of things. Let's talk about the most important things first, right? Or the things that are on the top of your mind. First sheet here tells you what the final price is, right? And in bold, what the final payment is. That final payment is calculated based on the $300 deposit, all right? So if you can get that done as close to the last day of February as possible, that would be fine. If you need to go further on a little bit before we leave, that's fine too. So please don't hesitate to ask for that question, okay? If you have any questions about that, I'll be here after the meeting in case you want to talk privately. And then we can figure that piece out. Any questions on the money? That's a big one, right? I like to do the big things first, and then we'll go on to the little things, right? Second big thing, right? Where is my baby going to be, you know, when they're in New Mexico? I put the itinerary here all spelled out. If you were at the senior meeting when I did the original one, it's the same format, but it's just different because there's a different time realities. We were going to leave on Thursday. We're not going to do that anymore because guess what? We don't have a 17-hour drive ahead of us, okay? So we're going to leave at 6 a.m. that Friday, all right? Leaving at 6 a.m. and with all the stops that we're going to do because it's important to get the blood circulating and we have enough time to eat and all that good stuff, we should be rolling into the hotel right around 6 p.m., okay? 12 hours versus 17, but it's really a 9-hour drive from point A to point B, we'll be fine. Again, I put approximate up there because number one, we may cut out a stop, we may not, we may put in an extra stop if somebody has to go to the restroom rather urgently, stuff like that. We have to be mindful of those realities because we don't have the bathroom on the bus, okay? So if you notice, we have a couple of established stops, right? Breakfast at Junction and McDonald's, lunch in Big Spring, Texas, and a break in Roswell. What do I mean by that? Kind of like we'll find a rest stop or something to just get snacks or what have you, because from Roswell to Redoso is only about an hour and a half, okay? That may be one of the stops we cut out if we're pressed for time, okay? And then we're going into Redoso, checking in, God willing, at 6 p.m. I've told the hotel that we could expect a late check-in, so they don't give away our rooms, so we should be in good shape. Saturday. Notice at the Continental breakfast I put on each day we're going to be there. Saturday, we have a Continental breakfast available. They do not need to pay for breakfast, yes, because it's available. We'll go to the mountain at 8. So the beauty about this trip is we have a lot of flexibility, okay, as far as time goes, all right? Ski school isn't until 10 o'clock, okay? So I want to leave at 8 so that we can trek up the mountain it's about a half an hour drive from where we're staying to where we're going to ski, get fitted for the skis, get the equipment, there you go. Hey, y'all made it. All right. Yeah. Get fitted for the skis. Get the good feel of it, and then go to ski school. All right. After ski school, ski school is not going to take all day. So after ski school, once that lets out, the chaperones who will be skiing will evaluate and help them up and down the mountain. Dr. Escobedo will talk about that in a minute, okay? Because I don't ski. He and them are the skiers. Well, I don't ski anymore. I don't, like, no.
Yeah, and a crowd developed and TikToks were made and all that stuff. TikTok. Yeah, no, let's not do that. We are going to have mass at 5 p.m. By the way, I'm sorry. 3:30, we'll depart the mountain. Yes, the mountain actually closes at 4. So we'll shoot for 3:30, knowing that they have half an hour in case they get there. They're still on the slopes coming down. You know, it's an approximate push. Mass at a church called St. Eleanor's, which is not far from the hotel. They're already expecting us. I already told them, so they'll have room for us. Dinner and a meeting that we have. Market trip. If the kids need, like, incidentals or whatever, we're going to make an effort to find a Walmart or a Safeway or whatever the grocery chain is at in that area, and see whatever they need. We'll spend maybe about a half an hour to an hour there, and then we'll go back to the hotel. Hotel, please understand, this is the third important piece, yes? Only boys are in boys' rooms, and only girls are in girls' rooms.
I thought this was a co-ed school.
It is, it's a Catholic co-ed school. So we're going to end up having a divider. Usually I'm the divider, right? Boys on one side, girls on the other. But depending on how they set up the rooms and assign them to us, we'll come up with that line of demarcation. 11 o'clock is room check and lights out. Boom, we're done. Okay, day one in New Mexico is over. Day two, Sunday, continental breakfast again. This is free ski. This is a free ski day, right? The chaperones, again, who are skiing, will evaluate, and the kids will be going in no less than pairs, right? Up and down the slopes. And we're telling them, and we always tell them, you're not doing anything but greens, yes, at this point in the game. That's the easiest slopes. If the chaperones allow them to go to blues because they have better skill, then that's based on how well they pick it up. But right now, the tagline is green, green, green. Double green, perhaps, yes. Then Monday, continental breakfast. Oh, I'm sorry. Same thing happens in the evening for Sunday. Dinner meeting, market trip, back to rooms, room check, right? 6 to 8 a.m., continental breakfast. Depart to the mountain at 8:30. The mountain opens at 10, so they can get up on the lifts. At 4, we're going to depart from the mountain. We're going to go have dinner in Roswell, and we're going to go on to San Antonio, okay? We're going to have those same stops on the way back, and then we should arrive in San Antonio Tuesday morning around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? The beauty about that trip is we won't have as many stops because the kids should conceivably be asleep. And we can drive straight on through. I put the Best Western where we're going to stay. That's the address and the phone number. That's my phone number. In case you need to get a hold of anybody, that is that piece. Any questions on this one? Yes, sir.
On the itinerary, I didn't see a lunch time. Are they going to be eating lunch at the...
Thank you for saying that. Yes, sir. The lunch is going to be on their own, right? So wherever they see something on the mountain, once their group of friends wants to go eat, they're free to do so. We don't have that schedule.
So it's not a set time. It's just whenever they want.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Jaden?
So I don't have a snowboard. Can I do that up there?
So this is what the usual tagline, yes? None of us know how to snowboard. And this is a ski trip, right? We would prefer you do skis, okay? And unfortunately, I've already ordered you your skis, so. Do you really? Well, that's a conversation to be had later, I guess, yeah.
What ski slope?
Ski Apache, ski resort.
Are they allowed to go on the zip line up there? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
If they want to pay for it, yeah. We're not. We're not. Yeah.
So the whole point of this trip, it's very different from any other trips that Holy Cross takes. This is a fun excursion for the kids, right? It's an opportunity to see different things, to experience snow, to experience skiing. How many of the kids in this group right that are here right now have been skiing? You know Jaden, right? Josiah? So some people have seen snow, some people have actually played in it. That's good, right? But for the majority of us, it's the first time. So our job is to make sure that you have an enjoyable trip. That's our goal. And in order for us to do that, we got to work together. So Mr. Vasquez has set some tentative times, but if everybody's late, nobody has fun, okay? We all have to, it's a small group. If we all commit to making sure that we're on time and we do the right things at the right time, you guys are going to have a blast because, believe it or not, very soon you're going to be on your own, whether it's in San Antonio in college next year or away from San Antonio in college next year. This is a nice experience where you're getting to have a little bit of that adult feel, but you're still supervised and taken care of by the school. We don't want to babysit you. That's not our goal. Our goal is to help you have some fun, but good, clean fun that everybody can enjoy. So my job up there for the students is to teach them how to ski if they didn't get all the lessons if they didn't pick it up at the ski school. And for people that have not skied, the key word is going to be determination. You're going to fall down a million times, and you're going to get up a million times. And it might take you two entire days before you figure it out. But all of us in here are athletic. All of us played sports. All of us have done things. I promise you, if you're determined and if you're resilient, you're going to have a blast skiing. Because it's going to be hard until you get the hang of it. I can make sure that all of you do that as long as you don't give up. So that's our goal for you. So you'll have ski school, and then you're going to get tested by the instructors, right? Your teachers. And Mr. Vasquez, have you told them who their chaperones were?
I think they know, but I haven't said it tonight. Mr. Arguello, Dr. Espello, of course, myself, Coach Ortiz, Coach Garces, and Ms. Guerra from the business office.
So all of them ski with the exception of Mr. Vasquez and Mrs. Guerra. And Mrs. Guerra's job is to make sure that if you're learning to ski and you stay on the bottom of the slope, she helps you with that. She does not leave your side. And she'll get you to the top of the slope with us, right? But that, again, resiliency. Every other person that's on that trip is a skier. Meaning when you finish ski school, you have a ski lift ticket that gets you onto the top of the mountain, but you can't use that ticket until you pass our test. And that test is very simple. Can you turn and can you stop? If you can turn and stop, turn both ways, not just one, right? If you can turn and stop, then we take you to the top of the mountain and we travel with you the first one or two times. And then you partner up with your friends and go have a blast. The best part about the ski trip is that you get to ski and you get to explore that mountain. Remember, we're gonna show you what the easiest way down is. And for some of you guys, you're gonna pick it up in 30 minutes and you're gonna be ready to do as much as you can. Give it some time. Give it some time and then you'll be able to do some of those things on your own. But it's a great trip. I promise you to have a good time as long as you're resilient and you're determined to continue the ski for that day. It's gonna be really easy for you guys to stop and say, I'm done, I'm tired, but finish the first 2 days before you give in because you'll have a good time. Any questions about the actual skiing and what to expect, maybe things to wear? I know we're only about 2 weeks out. Some of us have already bought our stuff already, but it's what Mr. Vasquez put on his sheets here. You're not going to need a huge jacket. You're not going to need a big jacket. You're going to need probably some of the things that you're wearing here. Long sleeve, lots of layers, something on the outside shell that's waterproof. If you like, a good trick is to get a can of Scotch Guard and spray your clothes before you leave San Antonio. And it gives a little bit of a water barrier for you. And that'll be good. Socks are good. Remember, you don't buy big, fluffy, huge socks because when you put your ski boot on, they're restrictive and they're meant for that. And they're uncomfortable in some respects if you have a huge big sock on there. So normal socks, you can have knee-high socks, that can help too, but you don't need any fancy socks or anything like that either. You guys have any questions about maybe attire that might be able to, that we could help you with? Any questions about skiing?
So to Dr. Escobedo's point, not giving up, please understand, all the kiddos have been bought 3 days worth of ski lift tickets, and it's probably going to be on one tag, okay? So giving up is, that's an incentive not to give up, right? Because you've already paid for that. It's like $90 a day. So, I mean, that's nothing to shirk off, you know? Dr. Espello talked about it a little bit, but I do want to go over this side too, which is the back of that front page. The attire, as Dr. Escobedo said, yes, layer. But as far as food and spending money, well, I need to reiterate that meals are not covered, right, except for breakfasts, okay? Continental breakfast is provided at the hotel. And depending upon the shopping and dining habits of your kiddo, right, I mean, you're going to be the best judge on how much money to send with them, okay? So I've been on two ski trips where the kiddo was sent with cash. $500 worth of cash in one instance. The kid lost his wallet.
Wow.
It was a nightmare for that poor child because he lost it. He didn't even lose it well into the trip. It was on the way up. So I always suggest one of those prepaid Visa cards if they don't already have a debit card from the bank. Also, please, if it's a debit card from the bank, call your bank and let them know you're traveling. Some banks are more sensitive than others about knocking down, or rather shutting down, a bank account because they see a charge that seems out of order. So please make sure that they know that it's a kiddo. Oh, and if you are going to get a prepaid a card, please do not get American Express, because some vendors accept it and some don't. That's why Visa and MasterCard are very, very, a better choice. Any questions on anything that's been said? Dr. Escobedo, me, anything at all?
Yes, ma'am. Who's driving him? Are you not taking the bus
yet? We are taking vans. It's gonna be Dr. Escobedo, myself, Coach Arguello, Coach Garces, Coach Ortiz, and Miss Guerra.
Okay, so I have the last day. Y'all have a pretty packed schedule. Mm-hmm. And y'all are all getting up early in the morning, and then y'all are driving straight in?
Right. So those who are going to be doing the first leg, we're going to end up staying in the hotel to take naps. Okay? That way we're fresh. All right? And then by 12 o'clock, we should be getting up. Yeah. Good question. Thank you for saying that. Okay, if there are no questions on this piece, right, let's talk about the second one, please. The first one, the first sheet, front and back, is what I call the granddaddy of all Holy Cross permission slips. Yes? We need that filled out and notarized. Please don't go spend money at a notary public if it's not at your bank or whatever. You can get it for free. If you find yourself in a situation where you need to get it done, Miss Q is a notary public here up front. So in the next time you find yourself dropping your kid off or you're here before we leave, please have her notarize it in your presence, yes? And then she can get that done for you. There is no charge. No, sir. Not at all. What I really like about this resort is that they front load all of the documentation. It used to be that we had to fill it out when we were there. Here, you know exactly what you're signing off to, okay? So this first one is the rental liability release agreement. You really only have to worry about that top part where it's blocked out, and then the signature on the bottom. You'll notice that it's a parent guardian signature line on the very bottom if your kiddo is 17 still, okay? Otherwise, the kiddo who's 18 can go ahead and sign that off. The second sheet is the sports release and waiver agreement. That's basically saying the same thing that this is saying, except you are releasing the Ski Apache staff from responsibility, I guess is the word, that you're assuming all risks and that you're freely doing this. So the full name of participant, which would be the kiddo, and then the responsible party. Again, if the kiddo's 17, that would be you if you would sign that off. And the last one is probably the most important one, the parent medical consent. If by chance one of our students needs medical attention at the clinic that is there at the ski resort, that will allow the doctors to work expeditiously, all right? So in that first line there, I meant to write it in and I apologize, but in that first line there, I would put to any medical or dental personnel to allow Holy Cross staff, because sometimes I may not be there in time and someone else could be there. So as long as there's a Dr. Escobedo or myself around, we can figure that out. Again, I authorize Holy Cross staff. Then your child's name on the third blank. And then the medical consent will be in effect from March 7th to 9th. You'll start skiing on the 7th. Attached to this packet, once it's all filled out and done completely, attached to this, please, if you want to do it on the same page, it's fine. If you could make a copy of both one parent's, doesn't matter which, whoever it is, driver's license, yes, the front of it, and the front and back of the medical insurance card that lists their coverage, okay?
Trying to think if I'm missing anything.
I am going to email all of this to you again, along with this recording. That way you'll have all this electronically, just in case, if you're like me, you misplace papers, and but you don't lose them in your emails or electronics. We are going to be doing a group me as well for all the parents. So if you would please, I did not bring my yellow pad. Before you leave, if you would make sure that the phone number that you want to be used on the group me is on this sheet, I will make the group me tonight and or this weekend, and we can you can already be set up, okay?
Is that the same one with kids? Because they can upload their pictures.
Right. We can put everybody on there. Yeah.
So remember, the kids are going to have their phones. You can call them anytime you want. You can text them anytime you want. I know sometimes in athletics, they say, well, we take away their devices. If they're not answering you, that's because they're choosing not to, right? That's not because of us. So call us if they don't pick up a phone, you know, because if you want to talk to them and you can't get a hold of them, call one of us, send something out on the GroupMe, and we'll make sure that they contact you. The GroupMe is really nice because your kids and Mr. Vasquez and everyone else can upload pictures and you can see what they're doing almost instantly. So it's a great way to kind of capture the moments, and so you guys back home can see that they're okay, that they're eating, they're having fun on the mountain.
Thank you.
Any questions that you might have or develop during tonight's meeting? There are a few veterans here who've had kids come with us before. I think they'll tell you that. I mean, this is your first time with us doing this, you know, they're our kids, man. They're our kids. We're going to treat them like they're our kids, like we have for the last 4 years. So please don't feel worried about sending them off with us, because we're going to take care of them.
How many kids are attempting to
16.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that we didn't put on there was sunblock. Sunblock is pretty essential, because it's going to be sunny, or even if it's overcast, you need sunblock. So don't forget about that one.
And lip gloss. Chapstick. Holy Moses, yeah. And oh. Sunglasses or goggles. And let me tell you why. There was a young lady, class of 13. She argued with me the whole time. My eyeballs can't get sunburned. My eyeballs can't get sunburned. And I said, oh, yes, they can. Well, she didn't wear sunglasses the whole time. And she came back all red. And I'm going, and she goes, oh, my God, the glare was so bad. And I go, yes. So please protect the eyes, too.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
I know we're talking about packing this and things to bring. Thank you. Other than this, is there a packing list that will be sent out of, like, recommendations to bring, or mandatory things to bring?
So there really isn't anything mandatory other than toiletries, right, that they would need or what have you. They're getting the skis. They're getting the poles. They're getting
the boots.
That's what I was looking for. So there's nothing that they need to ski that they need to take with them. Like Dr. Escobedo said, the best thing to do would be just to something light, right? Wind pants, stuff that's water resistant, makes sense, you know? Light jackets, no parkas. Like my mother sent me with a parka. I didn't know. It was so bad. Headgear, goggles, stuff like that. Pack light. Oh, that's one thing though. We would ask that you use, if you can fit everything into a medium-sized luggage piece. Not the small one, not the big one, but a medium-sized one, because we're gonna have to be creative in our, we have to relive our Tetris skills and in packing some stuff, yeah.
How many people are going?
16.
16
students. All right. If you have any questions, Dr. Escobedo and I are here if you want to talk privately. Otherwise, please feel free to give us calls or emails or what have you, and we can field any question that pops up as it pops up. Yeah?
We leave in 2 weeks.
We leave in 2 weeks, March 6th. You'll follow the Alamo. Yeah. You're ready.
Thank you.
All right, no worries. Have a good night. You too. Have a good Friday. Oh, yes.
Yes.